So representation matters. 100%. Community matters.
Yes.
Talk to that Chicano kid or that Chicano grandparent or that Chicano mother, the single mother. Talk to them, each of you. What advice, what words of encouragement can you give someone that looks like you who is not sure they're ready to tell their story?
That's such a great question. I mean, can I do it with the spoken poetry piece?
You pre-wrote your answer.
I was thinking, like, this is gonna come up. No, because I know you mentioned it. I have it here, and I think it's about how we voice for the voiceless. So in the beginning, when Junior does his piece, is as representation, he says, "Part of a legacy, I am a child of many that is born in La Tierra of Boyle Heights. A tiny place near East LA that my parents escaped for a quick minute as their sueños became nightmares at night. Are you ready for la story of my amazing migrant mommy y papa? Such a perception of manipulation from the population about this first generation of Mexican Americans that my estimado padres created pollution by birthing their semillas in this country for these so-called rights, freedom, education, y libertad. Liberation, more like starvation, lack of information, not humanitarian due to the marginalization of our population, la raza. If you only understood the means of my parents' dreams to watch your semillas succeed in these streets, you'll know what I mean. Only to learn that you have to burn in a long-ass line to wait your turn. This system is not built for people like you and me alike. A constant battle of imposter syndrome. Do I belong? Do I fight? Or should we just do what they think is right and take flight? Hell no, we fight. We fight like hell because of my parents' story to tell. We tell it like it is. No more social injustice, only decolonization and reparations for our future generations of all skin, colors, genders, and races. No more discrimination, only the foundation of love and equality. Respecting each other's story because we are all one. And more importantly, let's show love to each other because we don't know where each of us have come from, our background. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, let's unite. Let's fight for the lack of inequality, inequity, but more importantly, for our human and civil rights." That's the piece.
Yeah. That says it all.
Yeah.
That says it all.